Panga wena, panga wena, panga wena, panga 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 wena. See that power, O God, power, O God, power, 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 O God. The next song, see that there is a day. This day is a great day. It is very important than Christmas Day. It is very important than birthday. It is a great day. It is the day that I will see Jesus face to face. Yam le roye, yam le roye, mam san yam faradare yam le ro, Jésus manirabe yam le ro, yam le roye, yam le roye. Mam san yam fara dare yam le ron tar mam ya. Jésus manira be yam le ro. Yam le ro ye. Yam le ro ye. Mam san yam fara dare yam le ron tar mam. Jésus manira be yam le ro. Mam nan kula arsan be yam panonga manda mam buen. Mam kawa. Mam nan kula parti buraya panonga manda mambwe mam kawaka pare mam nan kula bayir buraya panonga manda mambwe mam kawae mam nan kula sasambuya panonga manda mambwe mam kawaka pare yam le roye yam le roye. Mam san ya Jésus rare yam le ron tar mam ya. Jésus manira be yam le ro. Yam le ro ye e. Yam le ro ye. Mam san yam fara dare yam le ron tar mam ya. Jésus manira be yam le ro. Jésus manira be yam le ro. Jésus manira be yam le ro. And the last one, I like songs who speaking about the second coming of Jesus Christ, because pretty soon we'll see him. So the last song says that one day we'll be together where is Jesus Christ, and then we'll sing forever, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe some of you already know that song. Yesu azali awa, Yesu azali awa, Yesu azali awa na Yesu. Yesu azali awa, Yesu azali awa, Yesu azali awa na Yesu. Ya solo, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Ya solo, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Biso toko se pela na lola. Biso toko se pela, biso toko se pela, biso toko se pela na lola. Ya solo, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia na Yesu. Yesu mona zambe, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Ya solo, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Yesu mona zambe, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Ya solo, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu. Yesu mona zambe ye ye. Alleluia. Alleluia na Yesu.
Good evening, everybody. You know, I don't know where to start. And you have to know that it's not easy to speak before many, many people like. It's not easy. But I'm not afraid of you. Because I know that you love me and I love you too. I want to ask you to be patient with me. I learn English by myself, so I cannot speak fast and good as Pastor Brett. You know, so listen very well. I will speak slowly, and the pronunciation sometimes will not be good. You have to figure up and to think yourself. And to try to understand what I want to see. And don't be afraid with me. I'm like you. And do you know why I'm black and you are white? Do you want to know? It's very simple. Very, very simple. I stood more time in the microwave. That's why I'm black. But inside is exactly the same. Same God, same Jesus Christ, same Holy Spirit, same Bible. And I want to thank Pastor Brett. In Africa, we have some words that you don't have. I want to thank Pastor Brett with all my body. We say it in our local language. Not with my mouth only, of my hands, but with all my body. For all that they did for us in Africa. And I want to thank also the first lady of this church. Do you know her? She allowed her husband to come and teach in my country, in Burkina Faso. And all this church and those who already came to Burkina to share, to help, and to teach in Bible schools, pastor conference, and in some churches. Every time that you come and teach is a great blessing for us. And what you did in Burkina Faso, everybody cannot come and see. But one day you will see the fruit of what you are doing. And you know, is America missionaries who came the first in my country to evangelize. I remember my father told me when they came in 1935, some couldn't speak our local language. They took sometimes 6 months to learn, but they cannot speak very well. And they came to my village, they asked for water, and they asked for fire and wood. They burned fire at their left hand, and water, they put it on the ground at their right hand. And they spoke for 30 minutes about who is Jesus Christ. But very simple, not deep. And after they asked, they say, if you receive Jesus today as your savior, when you will die, you will go here. If you don't receive him, if you die, you will go here. Very simple. And my father got saved this day. We have many Christians nowadays, many churches. But our greatest need today is teaching. We don't have Bibles and commentaries like you have here. All the pastors you saw here on the picture, they haven't been to school. They just learned to read in our local language, Mori. All that they have is Bible. And in the bush, the Christian cannot read. They depend on what the pastor will teach on Sunday morning. That's why teaching is a great need in my country, Burkina Faso. And when Panga Santa is a Bible school, verse by verse, to train pastors to learn the Bible, and they will go back to their local churches to train Christians. And Pastor Brett came last time and teach. They take notes. The pastor will use it. One pastor tell me, I already finished using what I received last time, and we are waiting for them for the next step. So keep praying so that God can provide teacher from America to help teaching at Wimpanga Center Bible School and in local churches, pastoral meetings, so that we can grow up like we are growing up here. You know, I discovered Bible teaching verse by verse through your churches at Applegate, Bandon with Pastor Matt Fox, Ben, and I've been touched how your churches are going very fast because of the Bible teaching verse by verse. I went back to my country and I started teaching verse by verse. And my church is also growing very fast. I start with 7 members. Now we are 300. And every 2 years, I am to extend the church. Every 2 years, I have to extend the church. So, I want to thank you so much for all that you are doing. And, you know, I don't know how to say. I'm so excited. I'm so happy, you know. And the opportunity that Pastor Brett gave me tonight. He came 3 times in Burkina. Each time he came, I am his mouth. He cannot speak my local language, you know. last time he came and teach at Wimpanga Center, and people in Ouagadougou are greeting you. They are so happy by what you did. And they told me when I was coming, come and send us Pastor Brett, who is staying in Africa, as a missionary, and I will stay here as a missionary. No, come back to America and help us. It will be better. I'm more useful in Africa than here. So maybe at the end, Pastor Brett will come and allow you, if you have some questions, you want to understand more about the ministry in Africa, I will try to answer. But now we are going to read in the Bible, verse by verse, if you agree. I am like a student tonight, and I will pass my exam, my first exam tonight here with you. And help me so that I can overcome for the glory of God. Turn your Bible with me in Luke 24. This is what I teach last Sunday before coming. Last Sunday, I got baptism service. 23 new believers has been baptized last Sunday. We'll first read 13 to 25.
Okay. Luke 13, 24, or 24, 13 through 25. Okay, here we go. Luke 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near, and he went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, God. Yes. These two disciples of Emmaus represent nowadays people and some Christians somewhere, not you. Jesus, during 3 years on earth, teach about his ministry and invited us to believe in him. He took many days, many years to say that he comes from God. He will die. And 3 days after, he will raise up. Everybody hear about this teaching. And one day, his disciple went to him and asked him, show us what we can do to do the work of God. Do you remember? Maybe some wanted to be musicians, to play drums, to be youth pastor in the church. Show us, we want to do the work of our Father. Show us how we can do. Do you remember what Jesus said to them? The work of God is to believe in me. But after he died and he rose up. And though these two disciples was walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And those two disciples had two problems. The number one problem, they couldn't see. The Bible says that their eyes were restrained and they couldn't see. When we don't believe, we cannot see what God is doing. When we don't believe what the Bible says, our spiritual eyes will be closed. And we cannot understand the miracles of God. That's what happened to our generation. People can believe too many things except to what God says in the Bible. There are more faith in the computer, more faith in their car, more faith in the doctor. Everybody here, I think so, you have a doctor, insurance. There are more faith in those things more than what God says in the Bible. That's the problem. And as they don't believe what Jesus was teaching to them, their eyes were restrained. The number two problem, when Jesus went to them and see them, he asked to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? This is the number two problem. When we don't believe on the words of God, we'll be sad. No joys. No peaceful. That's why many people, they have enough to be happy. They have big cars, nice houses, comfortable life. But inside of them, they are too sad. Why? Because they don't believe on what God tells us. To believe is simple. It's not difficult. God doesn't ask us to go in the moon and come back and believe. It's very simple. Believe. What you read, believe. I never, 10 years ago, I didn't come to America, but we learned at school that in geography, that there is a country which name is America. I believe that is true. And one day, I got the opportunity to come here and I realized that is true. Why we can believe to things like this and we cannot believe spiritual things? People are looking for joy, peace in this world and they cannot receive because they don't believe. This is the number two problem of the two disciples. The third problem is in verse 21. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. As they don't believe,
on what God says, they lost their hope. Not believing in the words of God will put us in the bad situation, hopelessness. Is it good? Hopelessness? No hope again. Hope? Hopelessness. Thank you, teacher. And with that hope, things will be dark in our life. No hope. That's why many people kill themselves. They don't have hope. The first time I came to America, and in my country, those who already came, James, Brett, you can testify, we are a poor country. And the first time I came here, I can see that your country is blessed. Big cars, big houses, big roads, big hamburger, big Coca-Cola, big people. And one night, I was so sad. I said, why? Why? And a certain time, God stopped me and said that that's not nothing. What you will get in paradise is more than America. I have a hope. That's why I believe. That's why I want to walk with Jesus every day in my life and be very close to Him and to see Him one day face to face. We have a hope. You know, nowadays, there's problem everywhere. No money again. Some people lose their job. It's problem inside the world. And people are so sad. And some people kill themselves because of that situation. Why? Because they don't have hope. Why they don't have hope? They don't believe in what God says. That's the problem. And I love the Bible. When you read the Bible verse by verse, your eyes will be open. Because Jesus came and walked with them. That's a good news. And during their conversation, Pastor, I want to ask you to read verse 27 to 35, please.
27 through 35?
Yes, please.
Okay. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening. The day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and he hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread.
Thank you very much, Pastor Brett. What's opened their eyes here? Number one, Jesus took the Bible and teach them from Moses through the Old Testament, because in the entire Bible you can see Jesus. And Pastor Brett did something when he came to Burkina last time, and all the pastor opened very large their mouth. Huh? In Genesis 5, do you remember? Genesis 5, genealogy. His names, Adam, Seth, his names, Noah. And in general, when we read the Bible and there's names, Jew names, but more, we don't care. Turn to another chapter. That's not the Bible. And he shall ask the meaning of each name. And if you take the meaning of each names, is all the ministry of Jesus Christ on earth. You know it better than me. And the pastor was so surprised. And many of the pastors who came at that Bible school, after they teach the same in all their churches, and their members become a great theologian among the other people. The Old Testament focus on Jesus. And with the Bible, Jesus teach them, and their eyes begin to open. And after Jesus prayed, And when they realize that it was Jesus, things will change in their life. Number one, a thing who changed in their life, they were burning inside. I like it. They were so sad before, but now, joy, burning, Holy Spirit. The number two consequence, before they left Jerusalem, so sad. But now they decided to go back to do what? To tell to everybody Jesus Christ is alive. Brother and sister, you have great faith more than those two disciples. I know that. But sometimes you can fall. Remember that Jesus Christ is walking close to you. He wants to give you the opportunity to eat with you and to restore things in your life, to put zeal more, to put joys, to take off sad and to put zeal, to take hopelessness and to put hope. It is what Jesus Christ wants to do tonight with everybody. God bless you in Jesus' name.